Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I took last weekend off. I went to visit my mother for 4th of July. What a story. What a trip. What an experience and great lessons. But before I go and start talking about the topic for today's show, which is expectations and attachments, I want to introduce myself and share with my new listeners just what type of show, who is this Rebecca Norrington in Reality Spirituality? What does that even mean? This show has evolved in August. Coming up August, it's going to be 4 years since I've been on the air. Now, I started on a different network, Contact Talk Radio, and probably about 6 months. But I remember that I couldn't even put a sentence together. To speak for more than 5 minutes was, oh my God, it was grueling. It was so difficult. And just like anything else in this life, when you are really committed to when you are focused and committed to any project, any goal, any intention, any skill, and I like to say that happiness is a skill. It is a skill that you have to develop. It is a skill that you have to practice. It is a skill that requires attention every single moment. And what does that mean? That means that your priority, your agenda, your number one choice in every moment is to choose between peace or drama. In other words, your behavior, your words, your reaction, is it going to be creating more peace or drama? Flowing or resisting? Are you flowing with reality or are you resisting? And what does resisting mean? Resisting means basically not accepting anything that life is giving you or is presenting in front of you, not accepting. And not only life, but people in your life. It was interesting. I was talking to a woman yesterday, and she was telling me how there are certain people in her life that she just doesn't get along with, that she actually said that I can't stand, which was really funny because one of the things I share on this show is whatever you see in someone else, whatever you don't like in someone else, whatever you focus on that you are, they're rude or they're inconsiderate or they're mean or they're aggressive, they're attention, they want a lot of attention. All of these things that you say, of course, fill in whatever blank you want, all of the things that you notice in anybody else, you might as well get a mirror and say the same thing about yourself. That's this universe is perfect in its planning. It's perfect in its execution. The universe actually gives us clues. These are clues of looking in the mirror and accepting other people, not only other people, but accepting yourself. And when you are able to look in the mirror and accept yourself, then you will be able to accept everybody on this planet, every single person. But it always starts with you. It always starts with the person in the mirror. I'm going to get to my callers in just a minute. Give me a couple of minutes. I have a few people in the queue that want to talk and ask me questions, which is great. I love my live callers. But I just want to share with new listeners, especially the new ones that have just found the show. For me, I can't speak for anybody else, but one thing that I do know, first of all, I'm a self-proclaimed happiness specialist, and that means that happiness, contentment, peace is number one in my life. It's the focus, it's the commitment, it's number one. And when I say that, what I found is I don't have any control over what happens to me. I don't have any control over what any other people do, what other people say, my circumstances, events. I really don't. There's a lot of people that believe that, yes, I can create, I've created this, but don't tell anyone. Quite frankly, this is a universal plan. I'm on this journey that the universe has directed, has orchestrated, has actually gifted me. And it's my job, and it's my duty, and it's my responsibility to flow through this, everything that happens, and accept it all, knowing that regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it feels like, every experience is a gift. And every experience is there for a reason to help me, assist me, get to another, a higher level, if you will, of awareness, a higher level of growth, a higher level of evolution. That's why I'm here. And to top it off, to enjoy the ride, to be happy, to be light, to experience this life with awe and wonderment and knowing that everything is a miracle. Now, the things that I was talking about, I mean, the topic of attachments and expectations, I'm just like you people. I'm just like you. I have my challenges, and I have to say that last weekend visiting my mother was another challenge. Finally, when I've admitted the truth, she is my number one challenge. She's my number one challenge. What that means is, see, the universe is very, 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 very bright, with a great sense of humor that I don't particularly appreciate. And whenever I feel or whenever I was annoyed or irritated or bothered by this cute little 86-year-old woman who does her own thing in her own way, exactly the opposite of who I am and what I do, every time I had to look in the mirror. Do you know how many times I was looking in the mirror on my little short vacation, 2-day vacation? I was exhausting, but it's also very freeing. It's also very powerful to know that I have the power to feel and experience, to feel how I want to experience each moment. It's not her responsibility. I can't blame her for the way I felt. I can't blame her for a frustration. I can't blame her. Which is really, really, it really sucks. I can't blame anyone else. I want to share a really quick story with my audience, and I'm going to get right to the callers. My challenges for this last week, for this last seven days, has been expectations. And attachments and expectations, really expectations thinking that I know how something is going to turn out, thinking that I know how it's going to feel. And I have to say that I got curveballs thrown at me around every single corner. I teach a class, it's called The Importance of Happiness, once a week at the Arcadia Community Center in California. And this past Thursday, was the first day of the summer session. Now, three people, the class has only been going on since January. This is our third session. We had a winter session, we had a spring session, and now it's the summer session. And there were three people that came back, which was really, I just was really excited. Three of my students that came back to enroll in the class again. You know, this topic of happiness, of internal peace and contentment, this is ongoing. You never end the class. It's never completed. It is always ongoing, just like life. Until I breathe my last breath, I'm going to be studying. And so one of the women that came back to the class, hopefully she's, well, you know, whether she's listening or not doesn't matter, because I'm just saying the truth. The second class, when I first met her, she was her first complaint was, it was always about the husband. He's so negative. He listens to the news. He is temperamental. He insults me. You know, just a lot of complaints. And over the 11 weeks, my message from the very beginning, it's never them. It's always you. It's never them. It's always you. I spent 11 weeks not only teaching that, but other things, you know, about spirituality and purpose and trust and the definition of happiness and the importance of happiness. I spent 11 weeks teaching this subject, including handing out homework. You know, you have homework assignments, which makes you more aware, which helps you shift perspectives. It helps you make shift in your own life. Hey. And this dear, dear, dear woman came back, signed up for the summer session. And guess what? Because I love to talk to people one-on-one and say, okay, what's your challenge? And what's the solution? So I asked her, I said, so today what's challenging you? And this beautiful woman who was in my class for 11 weeks, I'm looking at her face, giving her, you know, the first day of class. It's always about that mirror. Look in the mirror. My dear student, the dear woman, said, I have a friend, and she's very pushy, and she's very insistent. I don't know how to tell her no. I can't tell her that I'm busy. I don't want to hurt her feelings. In audience, I have to say that I stood there with my mouth hanging open, because the first session, the spring session with 11 weeks, I finally got her to the point, and you know, she learned that it wasn't her husband, it's her. She has the power to make different choices. It's never about the other person. Now it's the friend that's bothering her. Now it's the friend that she needs help with. And I have to say that me, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, happiness specialist, I was taken aback. Why? Because I expected my student, my dear student, to get the lesson, to be done with that whole subject of blaming other people. I really expected her not to have any issues with anybody else after 11 weeks of listening to me one-on-one in a small group of people talking about life in every class. You can't blame other people. I was really expecting her to have gotten it. And audience, my dear audience, again, it's on me. my expectations, number one, were not met. Number two, I tried to put the, and when my expect, listen, one of the things that will eliminate disappointment and heartbreak for good, forever. You want to eliminate a disappointment and heartbreak forever? Eliminate, get rid of all your expectations. You cannot have expectations and expect never and expect not to be disappointed. It's always going to happen. And for me, it was just a reminder. I expected her to get the lessons. And guess what, audience? I was disappointed. And the feeling of disappointment doesn't feel good. Ah! I had to look at myself. You know what? I might make that next week's lesson. I had to look at myself and realize, okay, you still, after all these years, you still have expectations. And there's no such thing as a big expectation, a little expectation. They're all expectations. Anytime I look at somebody else and I expect them to behave or speak or be any other way than who they are, I'm going to have the problem. Okay. Let me go to my first caller. And thank you so much for being part of the show. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Area code 972, what is your first name? Welcome.
It's LaShondra.
LaShondra. LaShondra?
Yes.
Hi, LaShondra. Welcome to the show. What's going on with you? Could you relate to anything that I was saying earlier?
About what happens in your life is basically, most people say that you have to create it, but you feel that it's your life path.
Yes, it's your destiny.
I agree with it in a sense, because it's like sometimes you can do everything in your power to, you know, try to make things happen, but it seems like it just doesn't happen. So it's like you try to figure out what it is that you're doing wrong, but in actuality it's just meant to happen that way. So I do agree with you in a sense, and that's basically what I'm going through.
Well, you know what, LaShondra, let me just stop you there, because I'm getting chills. I always get chills when I hear the truth. And you know, you said something, and it's really worth repeating. It is really worth repeating, and this is something that I say all the time. If the universe doesn't want it to happen, it's not going to happen. You can't speed it up. You can't slow it down. You can't make it happen, and you cannot stop it from happening. And you said just then, you said, you know, as hard as I try, nothing happens. Then that is, there's the clue right there. So just thank you for saying it, and just saying it in a different way, and saying it. I just love it when people use their own words and explain the same type of thing. So, yep, you're right. What's going on with you, LaShondra? Thank you so much. What's going on with you currently?
It's about my career and, you know, about this guy that I've been knowing for 9 months. His name is Carl, and it's like we will fall out, we'll make up, and this and that. So I had finally made up in my mind. I said, okay, let me just walk away. And I got my number changed. So the other day I was getting into my car, and my phone accidentally called him.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah, he ended up getting my new number.
Mm-hmm.
So he called, but I hit reject. And I texted and was like, it's an accident, because I realized that even on my voicemail, it left my name, so he was going to know who it was regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to avoid it, but it seemed like he still ended up getting my number anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm basically trying to see, like, what...
Go ahead. Yeah, well, yeah, tell me your questions. I have a couple of things already, but tell me your question.
I'm basically just trying to see what's going to transpire between me and him, because I want a committed relationship, like an official relationship, but he's, you know, moving slow about it. So I'm just, you know, at the place where I'm like, you know what, whatever. I'm not going to continue to act like I'm in a relationship when I'm not.
Mm. First of all, let me say that, you know, you are demonstrating a lot of really important behavior. One of the things, and when, especially when I was younger, and a lot of time, well, it's not only women, women and men, they get into this thing in their head, you know, this romantic relationship, and then you have evidence of, and you said you have evidence of, okay, first you guys are together, then you fall out, and you're together, and you fall out, and it's you don't know, it's a lot of uncertainty. You want a relationship, you want a commitment, and sometimes it feels like that, or maybe he might say it, right? And then sometimes it's not. But see, what I'm feeling is intuitively, and we all have it, we all know, let me just talk about me. I've been in relationships where I knew, number one, it wasn't, I'd like to say compatible energy. I don't like to say there's something wrong with them, even though I used to, there's something wrong with the other person. But it's really all about being compatible with someone. And just
and
the fact
that, like, our connection is there. It's just where we go wrong is the fact that I want a relationship, and he's moving slow about it. So it's a lot of, like, confusion around the area.
Well, see, and see, there you go. And you have expectations. You have expectations of what you want. See, this is the thing. When I say compatible energy, I mean that you want what you want, and he's moving slow or whatever, but he's giving you a sign. That's who he's going to be. That's who he is. If he wanted a relationship right now, guess what, my dear? Guess what? That's right. So that's the sign for you to recognize that's a sign, and all of this other stuff is an illusion. People show us who they really are. It's not about the words that they use. Oh, I love you. You're special. You're not like any other. I feel so good with you. You're only one that makes me feel like this. I have so much fun with you. But on and on and on and on. That's great. But the behavior, what they show, their behavior is the truth.
Right. I agree.
Now, I want to say something to you about changing your number and not calling and all of that, because quite frankly, that tells me that you are still you're still hanging on to the umbilical cord. You're still hanging on because you're trying to hear me out on this. You're trying to run from it, avoid it. Changing the number is another way to avoid, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
it is.
But see, when you're really done with a guy, when you're really over with him, because this is where we have to look in the mirror, when you're really done and really over, you don't need to change your number. You're done. Your energy is, I'm done. It's over. I don't care if he calls me 100 times or he never calls me. So see, this is for you to be able to get to a point where you can be done without the quote drama of changing your number.
I agree.
And so then the universe just gave him your number again. Right?
Yes.
And there's really no words. You don't need to talk on the phone. You don't need to say it. You just have to have that energy of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how are you going to get there?
I just have to take the initiative. I don't know. I feel like we have to have some sense of closure because we didn't have any closure. I just changed my number.
Okay, so see, you're still hanging on. You're still hanging on. There's no such thing as a sense of closure. You could have closure right now on this phone call. See, that's closure means another meeting, another conversation. See, you're doing the dance with him. And the reason why I used to do the dance is because I wasn't ready for it to be over. Even if it wasn't making me happy, even if it was negative drama, even if it was back and forth, even if it wasn't what I wanted, I still wasn't ready to have it over. I still wasn't ready. And there's nothing wrong with admitting that or saying that, but I just want you to recognize the truth. Mm-hmm. See, you're not ready for it to be over.
And I guess I was just more hurt than anything. And
but you can't be hurt by anybody else unless you have expectations of how you want them to be. He can't hurt you.
Yeah, and see, that's
yeah,
the reason why, because
you.
I did have expectations.
Yeah, you had expectations. He didn't do anything. He's just being himself. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a power to hurt you, my dear. He doesn't have any kind of power to hurt you.
It's my decision what I allow someone to do. That's why I can't blame him because, every action that I take, is a result of, the outcome in my life. I'm not blaming him, for what's happening because
right.
I allow it to happen.
But see, he didn't hurt you. Listen, when you say, not just you, LaShondra, not just you. When I used to say, okay, you're my boyfriend, that has a lot of strings attached. If you're my boyfriend, that means you have to A, B, C. You have to call me every day. We have to go out to dinner. We have to go to the movie. You have to, if my car breaks down, you have to be there. All that crap that goes with the label of you're my boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so those are all expectations. And if they don't meet, that's the problem with all relationships. The only reason why there's no peace in relationships is because people are not accepting people just exactly the way they are, and they want them to do something different or be different, and that never is going to work, ever. So he can't hurt you. He doesn't have the power to hurt you. All you're doing is the universe just wants you to say, okay, you have expectations. Now, I don't know how this is going to turn out because you're still connected and you're going to have to just say, can I hang with this person? Can I have this person in my life with no expectations? That's your question to answer. What's the answer?
That's something I have to work on because that's one of my problems. Like, I have expectations out of people, and then when they don't meet those expectations, I find myself disappointed. So
yeah. I call it suffering. You're definitely suffering. But you're suffering. This is the great news, though. This is the great news. You're suffering because of your perspective and your expectations and your label. Your label of boyfriend, now you have expectation. And so the universe just wants you to shift with everybody, not just this guy. With everybody just to, okay, these people are in my life, but I don't expect anything from them. That sucks, doesn't it?
It does. The next thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, my career. I have been looking for.
Hold on a second. Let me just say something. One more thing, because this is so important. I have a son. Hopefully he's not listening. He never listens to me on the radio. He never listens to me. After all these years, I have a radio show. I'm a happiness specialist, and he doesn't listen to me on the radio. I mean, I can't expect it. He doesn't. When I go and visit him, I'm in California, and he lives in New York. The last couple of times I visited, he doesn't meet me at the airport. Don't you think a son, a number one son, is quote, supposed to meet me? And then if he does meet me, he's an hour late. And then when I finally come to his home, he leaves. He's got plans to go somewhere else. I'm actually in his apartment by myself, and I'm there to visit for 2 or 3 days. But the thing is, I don't have any expectations of him staying with me, even if I'm visiting him all the way from California. That's how all expectations have to just out the window. Okay, go ahead with your other question.
It's basically about career. I've been trying to get a teaching job, and I went to this interview last Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was last Thursday I went. Yeah, last Thursday. And I had to do a mock lesson at this charter school, and they advised me they would get in touch with me, you know, once they're completed going through, you know, all the paperwork and everything. And I had a phone interview with another charter school on yesterday, and she advised me that I would be hearing back. School starts within the next few weeks. So I'm just trying to see when will someone, you know, be reaching out to me, offering me a position.
Okay, this is a great question, and I'm gonna because first of all of your questions were just so good, and I'm gonna go to the queue because I have a lot more callers. But this is one thing that's really important, also, LaShondra.
Mm-hmm.
This wanting to know. And wanting to have an idea about the future and what the future is going to hold and what is the future going to look like, I always answer it like this. Your past up to this point, everything has worked out, even if there's certain things that I wish this would have happened, but then it didn't happen, and now you're realizing, oh, that happened for a good reason. Do you believe that everything happens for a reason, everything happens for a good reason, whether you know it in the moment or not? Do you believe that everything happens in perfect order and for a great reason? In other words, life supports you. Do you believe that? Do you trust that?
Yeah, I feel everything happens for a reason.
Perfect. So with that said, you'll get the perfect job. You will be in the perfect opportunity. But the problem comes, your challenge is being okay, being at peace with uncertainty. Uncertainty, being able to live and to experience this life, to be in this life with not knowing what's going to happen. See, it's impossible to know what's going to happen. I know there are people that are out there and make predictions, and that's fine for them. But when I say it's impossible, it's that the universe's plan is so it's so woven in so many journeys and so many twists and turns. There's no way. My job is to be okay, to be happy, to be at peace with uncertainty. It's like jumping off a cliff. You know you're going to land feet first. You know you're wherever you're jumping is going to be the best environment for you. But you just keep jumping off the cliff. You're jumping off the cliff, but you know that where you're going to land is the perfect spot for you. and being okay with that without knowing detail.
Yeah, that's one of the things I'm struggling with is patience.
Oh, there you go. Patience. So my question to you is, can you be happy and impatient at the same time?
That's a tough one. I guess because, I don't know, like, it's like I'm knowing that I'm almost there, but it seems like I just keep hitting roadblocks.
There aren't, no, there's no such thing as a roadblock. The only roadblock there is you not trusting. There's no roadblocks. There's no such thing. The universe has no roadblocks. Do you think anything can block the universe from its from the plan that, that, that it has for you? No roadblocks. Mm-mm. You are just, okay, so let me just say this. Let me say this. I've said it before. It's one of my favorite analogies. You're in a car, your favorite car. I don't know if you've heard this one before. I don't know. Rolls Royce, Bentley, Mercedes. You're in the car. You're in the back seat. You're in the back seat of the car. You're being chauffeured around. Your life is being chauffeured to all these wonderful destinations, relationships, job, career, experiences. And the universe is driving. Relax. Enjoy the ride. Trust that the universe has the best GPS. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
No, I'm just saying, are you with me with that a thought, that way of thinking?
Yes, I know that. I call it a blueprint. So it's like the path that we, you know, we try to take for ourselves, that's the hardest path. But, you know, the path that's created for us from birth is basically, you know, it's there. And the things that are meant to happen will happen in our lives. But because we've steered away from, you know, our blueprint and what's supposed to happen, we're making it harder, you know, for ourselves.
But, honey, you need your own radio show. Yeah, you're making it harder because you're resisting. And even the point of, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to get this job. I'm telling you right now, Lashandra, if I'm supposed to be global on terrestrial radio with my own TV show, guess what? It's going to happen. But I'm not going to sit here and wonder when it's going to happen, how soon it's going to be. I'm just every moment, it's up to me to choose to flow without knowing, without even wanting to know the plan. I definitely just know that it's going to be the best plan possible. So I'm letting the universe show for me, and I really would like you to kind of just trust more. That's it. Just trust more. Hello? Did I lose her? Hey! Anyway, so that's that. Now we're going to go to my next caller in the queue. It is area code 561. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi, this is Lena from Florida. How are you?
Hi, Lena from Florida. I'm doing well. I'm in California. You're in Florida, and here we are. Perfect bookends. What's going on?
I'm just going through a huge transition in my life, so I'm just trying to go with the flow, and some days are easier than others. I've been living out of my car for 14 months.
Well, you said it. This is it in a nutshell. This life, some days it's easier than others.
Mm-hmm.
And know that this life is all about changing and all about shifts and all about ups and downs. That's just the way it is. That's life. Living in a car, living out of a car, living on the streets, living in the home, living with parents, living with children. I look at that and say and think, is there anything wrong with living in a car? It's either yes
or
no.
Yeah, when it's 100 degrees, it is. It's very, you can die in a car.
Well, come on, you can roll the windows down. You know, but what I'm saying is, there has to be a reason. There has to be a reason why. And so just by your answer, and I'm saying this very respectfully and very lovingly, the universe wants you to find or wants your perspective to say, you know what, for whatever reason, this is a good place. This is a good place for me right now. I know it sounds crazy, but this is where I am supposed to be right now. Do you think that there are people on this planet that would love and would die and would long to live in a car?
Sure.
I mean,
the ones that are living on the street.
The ones that are living on the streets, the ones that are living in third world countries, the ones that don't have homes, the ones that don't have shelter. See, it's all about the perspective of thinking that there's something wrong with it or there's something right with it. And that's on you. I don't mean you specifically, but on the individual.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's difficult to hear and difficult to get, but there's a reason for it. And quite frankly, the universe wants you to shift your perspective and look at what's good about living in your car as opposed to the 14 months, counting the months, and finding out what's wrong with living in the car. Because you could give me a whole list of what's wrong. But I would like you, this is your homework assignment, and I want you to call again, but I would like you to, it sounds crazy, start listing what's right about you and the freedom, there you go, freedom of living in your car. And how other people, there are millions of people that would trade places.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a different way of thinking, right?
Yeah.
I kind of feel a shift from you, just a little small shift. Just as looking at it like, okay, this isn't the end of the world. There's nothing wrong with this. There's a great reason for it. And honestly, this is going to sound really nutty. And to be happy and grateful that this is where you are right now. Because honestly, when I'm happy and grateful, even to the point where these things are, it looks bad or it looks like that doesn't make sense or I'm, quote, suffering, why, I don't want to be here. The more I don't want to be here, the more I have that energy of resisting. I'm going to be stuck there, for I'm going to be right there. But as soon as you start flowing and accepting where you are, what do you think?
Yeah, that makes sense. And there are some days where I am able to go with it and feel grateful, but then there are other days where I feel totally defeated and depressed. And
okay, so on those days when you're defeated and depressed, the only reason why you're feeling defeated and depressed, the only reason why, is because you're buying into these thoughts that you have in your head that, oh, there's something wrong with where I am. There's something wrong with living in my car. I'm not happy about it. Something needs to change. You're actually resisting. Those are the only reasons why. And your perspective, see, our perspective, okay, let me share this story. This is really a interesting story. I take the RTD bus I have a 9-to-5 job from my downtown LA home every single day. I take the bus. And this particular day, are you with me, Leah? Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. And this particular day, I also teach fitness. And this particular day, I had a class that I needed to teach at 4:30 in the afternoon. So I left work a little early. I get on the bus, and I, you know. But on these days when I have to teach my fitness classes, I'm a little bit more anxious because, number one, I have to depend on the transportation of something else. I'm not driving, so I have to depend on public transportation. Now, there are two separate buses that I can take. There's a metro bus, and there's a foothill bus. Now, and that's just for Los Angeles, metro and foothill. Now, the foothill bus is this huge, I don't know if you've seen them, these huge, huge mega buses that have this accordion in the center, so they're really, they look like trains on the street, really big buses. Have you seen buses like that?
No.
Well, they're in Los Angeles. Anyway, huge, huge bus. And it's really very slow. The bus doesn't go over 55 miles an hour. I take the freeway. 50 miles an hour is because it's so big. And so I really don't like getting on that bus because it's so slow. And the other bus, the metro bus, is fast. I mean, it's just like a car, very streamlined. You get on the freeway, it goes up to 70 miles an hour. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm running a little late. Got the two buses. I know I want to go on the fast bus. The first bus to get to the bus stop was the slow one. Now, I know that the bus is slow, and I know I'm running late. I get on the bus anyway because it was the first one to stop. So I get on the bus, and I'm anxious the whole time. I'm sitting there, and I'm bothered. I'm so bothered that, number one, I don't want to be late for my class. I don't want to, I'm the instructor. I don't want to be late. Number two, why are these buses so slow? I knew the bus was slow, and I got on it anyway. Number three, I'm running late, which is always my fault because I just didn't leave in time. So that feeling of being anxious, of being rushed, I hate that feeling, and it was consuming me. I'm sitting on this bus, and I'm so, why did I get on this bus? It's so slow. I'm going to be late to my class. Wah, 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 wah. And I said, why, universe, why? And the universe told me, because we want you to get to a peaceful place on this slow bus. Yeah, you might be late to your class, and so what? And yeah, this bus is slow, and so what? Can you, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, you happiness specialist, can you sit on this slow bus and come to a place of feeling peaceful and come to a place of being okay with all of it? Can you do that? So the universe was throwing out a challenge to me. And I'm like, okay. Now, it took me a while. It took me about 5 minutes. I started breathing. I started realizing that I want to be at peace on the slow bus, on the fast bus, if I'm late for the class, if I'm not late. I know this is a kind of a different kind of an example, but it's the same concept. The days that feel good, the days that don't feel good, doesn't matter. The universe wants you at peace and content wherever you are, whenever you are, for as long as you're there. Mm-hmm. Because if you were supposed to be somewhere else, my dear, you would be somewhere else. And we're only in situations to get these lessons, to be exposed, and to, quote, get it.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So the thing is, the days that don't feel so good, okay, they're not every day. We have our ups, we have our downs, and so what? It doesn't feel good. You have to even be at peace with, quote, not feeling good. I know it's challenging. I know it's not easy, but that's just the way this life it works. I'm a happiness specialist. I don't feel good every day. But I know it's only because I'm believing the thoughts, these thoughts that are, quote, quote, so loud. And so when the thoughts are loud and when the thoughts don't bring me any peace, I just turn the volume down. You like it?
Yes, it makes sense, definitely.
Perfect, perfect. So I want to say thank you so much for calling, and call anytime and just know and just start thanking. Yes, I don't, even on those bad days, quote, bad days, the days that you're challenged the most. Thank you, universe. Thank you for this opportunity, because look at all of the things that are positive about it, including people, other people that would trade places with you in a minute. It's really important to remember that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, what a great show. What a great show. I love my callers. Everybody has such different issues and different challenges. But the bottom line is, we're in this boat together. We're as different as our fingerprints. And we're in this boat to realize in the boat. We're in this life, and this life is here for us to enjoy. Ups and downs, challenges and not. That's what the life is about. We have the choice to choose our emotions, to choose how we want to feel, to choose our energy, to choose our personal vibration, to choose our perspective, to choose our response. And let me tell you something, my dear audience, I got my left hand up in the air, if you could see me. There are times when, universe, are you kidding? You want me to experience this? You're joking, right? This isn't the right way. This isn't the right path. And let me say something else about that last caller, because she's called the show before. I don't know if she's still listening, but she's called the show before more than once, and it's the same story. I'm living in my car and I'm miserable. I'm living in my car and I'm miserable. I'm living in my car and I'm miserable. Well, guess what? When you're story is the same, you are going to feel the same. When your perspective changes, when you shift, when you make a decision to shift, and let me say this, don't think that you have to do it by yourself. The universe is right there holding your hand. You ask the universe, I ask the universe every single day, how? How can I feel good about that bangity blank blank slow bus? I asked them. I said, what do you want me to learn? What do you want me to learn from this? What's my lesson? And lighten up and realize that this life is here. It's like getting on, it's a thrill ride. It's like going to the amusement park and getting on a thrill ride. Well, there's some parts of the thrill ride that feel great and some don't feel too good. But all of it is part of it. I'm not skipping through the tulips every single day, but the reason why when I'm not skipping through the tulips, I know that, okay, now I have to shift my perspective. Now I know that everything's happening for a reason. Now that I trust and I'm surrendering to the plan of the universe, I'm not trying to put my two cents into it. I flow, I trust, and I'm okay, and I embrace uncertainty. And that's that. That's what this life is about. Oof. Reality. I have a few people in the queue, but no, if anybody wants to speak to me, just click the number one. But there are some people that want to speak and some don't, but which is all good. But I'm going to wrap up the show. And I'm heard every, Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. My book, The Truth About Happiness, is on Amazon. It's on Lulu. And if you want a autographed copy, you just email me at info@RebeccaNorrington, and I will autograph the book. The first edition, it's a limited printing. It's going to be a collector's item. The second edition is going to be out before the end of the year, hopefully way before the end of the year. But who knows, right? I'm okay with uncertainty. I want you all to realize who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. That's my favorite quote from Abraham. We're going to connect again tomorrow. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Good now.
Get real good.
Get real good.